Good morning. Let us pray before we read Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, in this beauty day, we would like to thank you because your grace and your blessing come upon us. Especially in this morning, we can come and gather together to join morning prayer. We know that your power is so powerful. That's why we want to know and we want to have and we want to use and we want to live in your power, Father. That's why speak to us this morning, Father. Thank you. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, so this morning I want to continue again the third point of the secret of multiplication in the book of Acts, which is the first one I have told you before. We need to share the gospel. The second, because they live with hospitality, one with another one. And then the third one is the power of the name of Jesus. Let's open Acts chapter 3. We read verse 1 till verse 6. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a man who had been lame for his mother womb was being carried along, whom they used to sit down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give it to you. In the name of Jesus the Nazarene, walk." Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful story, which is Luke want to tell us that how powerful the name of Jesus. You know, when I read this, I see there is a joke inside this story. You see, verse 2, a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along. And then, where they put the man? At the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The gate is beautiful, but there is a man who was lame and sit at the beautiful place. God want us to have beautiful place, but sometimes there is a lot of problem among our life, and then we put this problem in beautiful place. But today, I want to kick out all this problem, so we really enjoy beautiful place on earth. And then how we can have this kind of beautiful time, beautiful place, and beautiful moment in our life? Only with the power of Jesus' name. The third of multiplication is the power of Jesus' name. Name is represented someone, so when the apostle used the name of Jesus, that means they represent Jesus in doing miracle. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 said, "The name of Jesus is the name which is above every name." The name of Jesus is the powerful name. The name of Jesus is the highest name. As Jesus said at Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, "All authority has given to me in heaven on earth. And then Mark 16:17 said, and this sign will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hand on the sick, and they will recover. And then Luke 24:49 said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. So really, brothers and sisters, before Jesus left them, Jesus told them that I will give you permission to use my name. And my name is a powerful name, because in Jesus' name, there is authority that already God gave to Jesus, and then now Jesus give it to the disciple. And then when the disciple use it, and then they can heal the sickness. Oh, brothers and sisters, the beautiful thing John told us in 14, verse 13 said, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may glorify in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name. No wonder when Peter asked the crippled man to raise up and walk in the name of Jesus, immediately his feet, ankle bones received strength, and leaping up, stood and walked up and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Not only for one person, brothers and sisters. If we see chapter 5, verse 12, at the hand of the apostle, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon Portico. In other versions, said in Solomon Porch. That means the miracle not only happened one time, but happened many times. And where the miracle happened? In the place who called Solomon Porch. So if we go back to chapter 3, verse 2, the beautiful place, the miracle happened in beautiful place. Now the miracle happened in Solomon Porch. That means both Solomon Porch and beautiful gate is the place where the miracle happened. So, very simple to us, God want Solomon Porch become a beautiful place. A beautiful place where people can see and can have the power of Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, the power of the name of Jesus also can heal our bitterness, failure, our guilty. Above of this, in his name, there is salvation. Let's see chapter 4, verse 12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Only in the name of Jesus. Today, my question is, how we get the power of his name? If we go back to John 14, verse 13, wherever you ask in my name, you ask in my name. So, the first secret, ask. In New Testament, the context or the meaning of ask is not only simple like asking. But if we see at Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible told us like this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So, ask, seek, and knock are active words. When you ask, that means you seek. When you ask, that means you knock. So, ask, seek, and knock is the action that we can see faith in that action. You will never ask, you will never seek, you will never knock if you don't have faith in this action. So once you ask, that means you need to have faith, you need to believe, you need to trust God so that God will give it to you. The same thing, when we ask to God to have the power of Jesus' name, we need to have this kind of faith. Romans 5, verse 5 says, now we have thus not disappointed because the love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Not only Holy Spirit, but also in verse 8 said, God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the basic point of our trust when we ask, because we believe God, that God loves us. God showed his love to us when he gave Jesus Christ. With this kind of standpoint, we come to him, we ask to him, because we know that God loves us. And in other verse, Bible told us, our God is how much more God. That means we ask one thing, and he will give us two things. We ask something best, and he will give us the better, the beautiful thing to us. So, brothers and sisters, ask means trust him. Trust him. When Peter said, I don't have any silver, gold, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine how about if the man lame cannot walk? And people will, oh, you are a false apostle, everything like that. And how about when Peter said like this, Peter trusts by himself. No, I believe when Peter do it, Peter trusts in God. That's why miracle happen. Yeah, same with my experience. Sometimes when I pray for someone, I don't want to think my ability. I don't want to think my sentence. I just, God, I don't know what to do, but I believe in you. So show up your power, miracle, and the sick can be healed in the name of Jesus. Woke up and everything like that. I just do it. And then let God do the rest. Ask means trust him. When you want to see the power of Jesus' name, just ask and then just trust him. That's the first secret. The second, always remember, yeah, because on John chapter 14, verse 13 said, that I will do that the Father may glorify in the Son. That the Father may glorify in the Son. Always remember that the name of Jesus is the name of God. When you use the name of Jesus, then all glory belongs to God. Never miss purpose of using his name. Look at verse 9 on chapter 3, the book of Acts. We see, and all the people show him walking and praising God. The Bible very clear said praising God, not praising Peter, not praising God. All praise belong to God. All power belong to God. When you use the power of God, then praising return back to God. Sometime we lose the power, not because the name of Jesus is no power, Because when we had used the name of Jesus, we stole the glory. That's why God left us. Brothers and sisters, I really learned from Elisha. When Naaman came to him, and then he got healed from leprosy. And then Naaman want to give something to Elisha. Elisha said, no. And then after that, his servant called Gehazi took everything. And then Gehazi not only took something beauty, but also Gehazi could get Naaman sick, come to him. But in other sense, because Elisha didn't seek his own glory, then he has double miracle if we compare with Elisha. So Elisha did 8 miracle. Elisha took 4 miracle. So this the way we see how we need to remember when we use the power of Jesus' name, all glory belong to him. The third point, always remember that Jesus come for the sick. Today, the sick in the church, the sick also outside the church. The sick is in hospital, prison, park. They need us. They wait us to share the power of the name of Jesus happen in their life. So, brothers and sisters, let's go and find them. The Bible shows us that the power and miracle happen when we go out and bring the gospel to unbeliever. So, I can say that the miracle is never end before all are saved. As long there is unreached people, then there is a possibility to see the power of Jesus' name. I was surfing in Jakarta for 12 years. And then during this 12 years, because I surfed for middle-class society, so whenever they have physical problem, they just come to see doctor. They just come to see doctor. So less of them call me and then ask to pray. Once I move back to Hong Kong, I serve for a domestic helper. As you know, if you read the statistic, the income of domestic helper is almost same with the income of the poor people in Hong Kong. Around 4,000 something. And then sometimes they have a lot of physical problem. They come to me. And then what we can do? We pray. We pray. And then a miracle happen. So I see that if I stay in Jakarta with around 200 members, then I cannot do more miracle. But once I go out, and then I find more people, then I get more possibility to see the power of the name of Jesus. Same thing with us in this room, brothers and sisters. If we only see God miracle in this place, then we will seldom to see it because all are in Jesus, or have good life, or have a beauty life. But once we go out, then we can see a lot of problem outside the church. That's why the third point, if we want to see and we want to get the power of the name of Jesus, there is no other thing that we can do. We must go out. Like Jesus said, all authority has given to me. Now go out. Once we go out, bring the hope to other people, then we can see how Jesus blessed us, how Jesus allowed us to use his power name in order to bring glory to God. That's three things we can do. Once we do it, then we can see how powerful the name of Jesus. Let us pray. When is the last time we see the power from the name of Jesus? Brothers and sisters, there is a power in the name of Jesus. And then the good news for us is God allow us to use the name of Jesus in order to bring His glory. That's why this morning, let us ask to Him so that He pour His power to us in order to bless other people. I believe that the power is in your hand. The power is our hand. Today, what we need to do is go out and show this power. Because outside the church, there are so many people living in bitterness, living in physical weakness, living in many problems. They need us, they wait us to tell them there is a power in the name of Jesus. While we worship Him, please remain for yourself that you have that power.
higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. You are stronger, you are stronger, sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all. You are stronger, you are stronger, sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, you are Lord of all.
Let us see the power of Jesus' name by praying for other people who are in physical weakness. We believe that the power of Jesus' name is still the same in the time of the apostle and also in the time of modern day. That's why we ask to him to show his power while we pray for our brothers and sisters who has physical problem. We ask to him, and then we wait his time. We wait his miracle happen, and we can see it. And then when we see it, let's glory and praise all belong to him only. Let's pray together. We are asking for their salvation also. Yeah, only Jesus can save them. That's why once the miracle happened, they opened their heart and then they believed Jesus and they get double blessing. One from physical and the other salvation for their life. Let's pray for them. There is a hope in Jesus' name. That's why we pray for our brother, sister, who are looking for new job. We ask to Him, and we will see they will find the best one for them. Let's pray together for SPSG and also for SP Indonesia. Yeah. We put this church into God's hand, and we want to see God will show something to Singapore and also for Indonesia. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim and family, and also for us who are serving in Indonesia. And pray also for Mission Council. We pray that they will lead us to share the gospel, to teach the disciple in this church, so that all members become Christ disciple who bring and then who share the gospel to many people. And also pray for local outreach, and also for tonight both SPU and IP who has meeting tonight. Let's pray together. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit all our prayer requests, and we believe you have been here and then take this all prayer requests, and by your will, all will be happen, and then you will answer our prayer requests in your time, and we believe that's make our life become beautiful. Thank you, Father. We put ourselves into your hand, and please always lead us, always bless us, and then always protect us while we leave this church. We can go and then we can share your name to other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.